Thank you very much and welcome back. Okay, the weather. First, the short-term weather. We've been talking about a cold week next week. Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State climatologist, do you agree?
You know, next week, most of it is just going to be very bitterly cold, very similar to what we experienced with that cold snap in the middle of January. Monday and Tuesday morning after this little system comes through over the weekend, you know, a little cloud bank or the wind stays up a little bit more, we might be saved. But, you know, Fargo got in the low 20s. A lot of people got in the 30s with that last cold snap. I would expect 20s and 30s below. And the thing is, you know, maybe it'll hit 16 below in a spot, maybe in Fargo, but, you know, still we could call that 20 below. It does look really cold Monday and Tuesday of next week. And really beginning today in some areas, but not in Fargo, but starting this weekend, we could go 10, maybe as many as 14 days in a row with a low temperature below zero.
And speaking of 14 in February, Valentine's Day.
Around Valentine's Day, there looks to be a storm, and it's just a matter where it's going to track. You know, as most of the storms have this winter, they've been off to our south. For example, the one coming in tomorrow late into Saturday morning. Yeah, if you live in southern section of North Dakota, say Highway 200 south, or you take that line into Minnesota, including Fargo-Moorhead, we'll probably see some snow. But again, it won't really be amounting to much of here. But northern South Dakota, some spots might get 6 inches. And it's that type of storm that might come in towards the end of next week as the upper-level winds shift a little bit to the southwest. That's the only thing I see in the next 10 days. Okay. Otherwise, I have always felt that the second half of winter would be much worse than the first half. And, you know, we're running about anywhere from 10 to 15, and most people are closer to the 15 inches below average for snowfall so far this winter. I don't know if we would ever technically catch up, but, I think February looks to be on track because we don't average much this month to be above average for snowfall. And I wouldn't be surprised if March is, and so it might mean we get 10 inches of snow instead of 7 or something like that. But I think March will be set us up that spring might not come as quickly as you think. As you think, oh, no snow on the ground, early spring. I just have my doubts about that. April is going to be the big trick. It, I think, in many ways is the hardest month to forecast in agricultural circles, because it is in many ways a critical month, and a lot of folks want to get out in the fields, and we only average about 1 inch of rain or melted snow in the month of April. And so Aprils tend to be really, really dry because April sun is the same as August sun, so you can dry off very quickly in April. I just think April might start off on a cold side in the sense of below average and then finish the month with above average, but that's what I'm thinking. But again, that's a tough month to forecast, by I think easily the hardest month of the year I have.
And I agree, because it can be 15 below at the early part of April and 100 above by the end. From USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, let's get the latest in winter wheat, pasture and rangeland, and topsoil moisture conditions from a state-by-state basis.
I'm going to focus on the 10 states that comprise the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains, so roughly extending from New Mexico and Texas northward through the Dakotas and Montana. Those 10 states, we are seeing a range in topsoil moisture rated very short, anywhere from 31% in Kansas all the way up to 88% in New Mexico. The most significant drought in both the northern and southern sections of this region, with a little bit better conditions in the middle part across the central Great Plains and central Rockies. Other states in this nation's midsection area that are quite dry as we head into the month of February: New Mexico, 88%, very short to short on topsoil moisture. South Dakota, not far behind at 83%, very short to short. Next on that list is Wyoming at 81%, very short to short. Nebraska, 78%. On the low end, we see Oklahoma, number two, at 44%. North Dakota, third best at 46%. Colorado coming in fourth best at 51%.
Thankfully, the air seeders will remain parked for another couple months. This is Inside Agriculture, coming back one more time right after this break.